looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, there are calls today for the New South Wales government to finally accept the offer of military personnel to help tackle Sydney's growing COVID outbreak. Now, as we now know, Premier Gladys Berejiklian declined an offer for ADF troops to be brought in to help monitor COVID compliance. But today, the group representing frontline health workers across our state is calling on the New South Wales government to rethink the decision immediately. Jared Hayes is the Secretary of the New South Wales Health Services Union, and he joins me live on the line. G'day, Jared.
G'day, Jim.
Thanks for your time, as always. You're calling for the ADF troops to be brought in to help monitor the COVID situation.
I think it's important at the moment, mate. I think more resources and less. I think clearly that where we're at with the outbreak, it's getting worse, and those imbeciles who sought to make it worse over the weekend are not helping that matter. So the more resources on the ground that we can have to ensure that there is supported compliance, I think would be a good thing.
So it's been knocked back on a number of times by both the Premier and also the Commissioner of Police, Mick Fuller. Have you had any discussions with either?
No, I haven't spoken to the Premier or the Police Commissioner on this at the moment, but I think this is a rapidly developing situation where health workers have now been really at the coalface for excess of 15, 16 months. They're getting tired. This Delta variant is clearly a real struggle for everyone, despite best efforts. And so I think if there is a chance to bring in more resources, it can't hurt.
How concerned are your frontline workers after what we saw on the weekend on Saturday and the fact that a lot of these people, a lot of your frontline workers who might be working in hospitals in our southwest, in our west, in our eastern suburbs, they must be very, very concerned.
But they are. We've got people working at Fairfield Hospital, Bankstown Hospital, Liverpool, Westmead Hospital. They've been fronting up every day for nearly a year and a half to see these imbeciles. And that gutless individual who went to hit the horse, I wish he'd try to hit a police dog and see what happened to him. Mm. But this is the sort of people we have who think it's virtual reality. It's not. People die. Many of my colleagues understand what that looks like and the process of what that is. And what these people can take to the bank now is watch the next 14 days and see what happens to our ICUs and people who are going into hospital. And you can look yourself in the mirror and thank yourself for contributing to that.
Mm. So what's your next move? What do you hope for, and what are your members saying to you? I mean, are you hoping to have dialogue with the police commissioner and with the Premier?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had a great relationship with Minister Hazard right the way through this. And so our members are saying, like, they're happy to turn up every day. They're happy to do the job. They are exhausted by it. But they know this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. But if we can get more resources in to help prevent the spread, I know the communities are in there. They're doing it really well. They're tired. There's a lot of pressure on small business, everybody else. But it's just more resources in any given direction is not going to hurt.
Jared, thank you for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks very much.
That's the Secretary of the New South Wales Health Services Union, Jared Hayes.